WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is 90.7 The Capstone. Hey, hey, this is Noah with you on your Wednesday morning. Just a reminder that the doctors, they want you to get sick so that way you can go. They're so lonely and they want to see you. So, but I don't know, man. I think I will try to stay well. So that way I don't have to take the time out of my day to go to the doctor. But I do need to take the time out of my day to go get my car fixed because one of my headlights is out. And don't tell the police so they don't come for me. But yeah, I'm trying to skirt by the law. All jokes, of course. This is the morning show, 90.7 The Capstone. We got a good show lined up for you today. We got Benton, student in the theater department here to talk about play going on. We're going to celebrate the day, of course. We've got some great stories. We've got positive affirmations. A ton of great things on the way. So stay with us. Have a good show. Have a good morning. And we're going to keep it going with some music for now. The Pretenders, Back on the Chain Gang, right here on 90.7 WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Speaking of the news, we got Christian here in the studio. At the top of the morning to you. how's your news life been going on recently? I was just trying to think. I was just
hectic.
Talking with the audience, like what has been. I know last week was the first day of February that we were on the morning show. Here on 90.7 The Capstone, and I was trying to think what news has happened in February
the State of the Union, you know.
State of the Union. Oh, that was just recently
happened. The Grammys.
The Grammys.
Big.
Yes.
Alabama basketball continues rolling.
When was the State of the Union? Was that last night?
Last night.
Last night.
What tech? So I missed it.
What did State of the Union? That was at 8 p.m. last night.
From what I hear, there was a big focus on bipartisanship and tying the country together.
That's always good. That's always good for us to try to tie the country together. Let's see. Check any State of the Union highlights. Key moments. Let's see. We like to keep you updated on everything that's going on around here. The State of the Union. Well, it looks like economic stuff. Are we still in this recession and everything? I do not know.
Nobody knows.
Oh, here's some fun pictures from it. Okay. Well, State of the Union happened. What's the state of our union? I know we had, do they do the State of the Union in Alabama? Like, just like
yeah,
KI?
Yeah, the State of the State. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, State of the State's thing.
I wonder, when do they usually do that?
I need to look this up.
State of the State. Alabama, when did they do it? I think they did it in January.
Okay.
Wait, that's the inaugural address.
Yeah.
State of the State 2023.
No, because the inaugural address.
Oh, it looks like March 7th.
Okay, March 7th. So, look out, folks.
About
March
a month away, State of the State is going
to
be happening. Christian, let me tell you a little bit about news in my life, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, instead of watching the State of the Union, you know what I went and watched?
What'd you watch?
I went and watched Avatar 2.
Tuvatar. How'd you like Tuvatar?
Tuvatar.
No spoilers. I haven't seen the first one.
Okay. I didn't see the first one. So I saw the first one on Monday, and then I saw the second one on Tuesday. And like the first one's like 2.5 hours, the second one's like 3 hours. So I just, over the past couple days, I saw like 5.5 hours of Avatar content, which is a lot of Avatar. I don't know if I could necessarily recommend watching that much Avatar, but it's interesting because it is visually pretty to look at.
Yeah.
So it is nice to look at.
Like stunning special effects.
It's very nice to see. And they do a good job at like keeping it like interesting. So it's like it's not that the like 3 hour, 2.5 hour runtime like necessarily like feels super long.
Yeah.
But it's just like I don't know that it's really my thing.
Yeah.
So I was, because I was in the theater last night. I went to, they do $5 movies over that at CMX.
Do, yep, the Tuesday matinee.
Yeah. So okay. So I went over there and I was like, if I'm gonna watch this, I should see it in the big screen.
Yeah.
So I went and saw it, and I was glad I saw it there. But I was definitely kind of like looking at my phone a little bit, being like, okay, how much did I last? Not necessarily because like it felt super long, which although it was, but just because I was like. Okay. Not necessarily my type of thing. It's like I get what it's doing, and I appreciate that, and they did a good job of that. But I'm like, I think it's just not my type of movie.
No, I call that the Dune effect a lot in movie theaters when people can like agree a movie is visually stunning, is objectively excellent, but like they are tired, they are bored, they know it is long.
Mm. Yeah, and one thing I did think about that was interesting, I was thinking about them, like, filming it or whatever, because it's interesting. Most of it's, like, it's interesting you think about. Most of it's just, like, a cartoon,
yeah,
honestly.
No, it
because
it's CGI.
It's most of it CGI, which I was just thinking about, like, that. I was trying to think about, like, how the people making it or whatever, because I know it's very nice to see CGI look good, because, I mean, you can tell that it, like, is not real,
mm-hmm.
But it looks real for what it is. Like, if
yeah.
you're just thinking about, like, it's, like, a really well-made, like, animated film, like, it's really good. Because I think if you get too real, it can get kind of, like, Uncanny Valley type thing.
No, yeah.
So, but it has, especially nice to think about, like, with Marvel pumping all these movies out and, like, having bad CGI.
Yeah.
And really pushing their CGI artists to the breaking point, that it's nice to see, like, whoa, someone took a lot of care with the CGI just to make stuff. Like, anytime they showed their hands, I was like, they just look, like, so real.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that it's fake, but it's like, they just, like, are very well animated and everything mm-hmm. and CGI'd. So I don't know, as they come out with, like, Avatar 3, 4, and 5,
mm-hmm.
If they're going to be trying to sort of make rush things through, but this one they did. I felt like it looked. They did a good job of making. And even when they were like in the water, because there was so much water, like I was like, I buy this. That this is
yeah.
it's all fake, but it like looks really real. I went and saw Avatar: Way of Water. If you like Avatar 1, go watch it. If you didn't, maybe pass it up.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much the same thing. It's the same vibe.
Yeah.
So that is my experience with watching Avatar, The Way of Water. So it's nominated for Best Picture. So we will see in about a month, whenever the Oscars come around, how it does. I hope it gets some VFX stuff. It definitely
yeah.
deserves that.
No, it does from what I hear.
But, we'll be back in a minute, to have some, give you some weather and maybe a positive affirmation for the day. Stay tuned. Here's, Clam with Monday on a Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here on The Morning Show, we like to keep you updated on everything that is going on in your world, and that includes the weather. So, weather, I'm a little mad at this. It's getting a little... I was getting happy with all this sun and sunshiny stuff, and now the rain is coming back. Boo!
It's lies.
Tomato,
it's
tomato.
Lies.
It's going to be... There's a chance of rain, about a 42 chance of rain later this afternoon, and then, like, tonight, it's, like, surely going to rain. So, Thursday, going to wake up and... There's going to be some rain around, boo. But it should taper off by 9 a.m. So if you're sleeping until 11, you won't have to deal with it. But today is going to be a little rainy. Make sure to grab your rain jacket. But the temperature is going to be pretty high. So it's not going to get too much lower than like 60 degrees. So that'll be nice. And at least it's not going to be cold. Cold and rainy is terrible. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Going to pass it over to Christian for a positive affirmation of the day.
Okay, friends, this one's going to be quite practical and may or may not be based on a true story. So, with the weather being sort of bipolar, being quite finicky hour to hour, I will make sure to remember my umbrella before leaving the house so I don't get turned into a rained-on mess.
This
may or may not have happened recently.
May or may not have happened. So that is the positive affirmation for the day. Make sure that you are manifesting good things in your life.
Manifesting good weather, remembering your umbrella,
mm-hmm.
always important. I have mine.
and just making sure that you have a great day. We're going to be back in just a minute to sort of recognize what the day of the week is, and we're going to do some reading as well. So stay tuned for that. We may have something that we're going to read live on air and then do Christian's Lit Review after. So stay tuned for that. Here's Waste Blood. It's Not Just Me.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Here on 90.7 The Capstone, my name is Noah, and good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Noah.
We just heard from NMCLAW 2002 right here on your radio station, and it is Wednesday, and we think that every day is worth celebrating, and today is National Boy Scout Day, National Scout Day, because you don't have to be a boy to be in the Scouts.
This is true.
So you can be anyone you want to be. So that's which I think is just great. National Boy Scout Day, me and Christian have both had experiences in the Scouts, so we're both trying to find some pictures. So Christian,
Cub Scouts was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so Christian, you were involved in Cub Scouts. I did the Boy Scouts, so we're trying to see if we can find some pictures that we can post at the end of the day on our Instagram at WVUAFM. Make sure to follow us to go and see those. But in addition to being National Boy Scout Day, it's another very important holiday.
Yes, indeed.
The holiday that happens.
Holidayest of holidays.
Yes, yes. We might say it's a holiday. It's a holiday that happens every single week, and right in the middle of the week. And today is actually, I think it's. I think it could be Weezer Wednesday. It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone, WVUA. And in honor of Weezer Wednesday, every Wednesday we play you a Weezer song each hour here on the morning show, one in the 8 o'clock, one in the 9 o'clock. And we'll be doing that in a moment. But we also like to do some Weezer culture, because Weezer culture, there's a culture to it.
There is,
and,
yes. It's definitely
so what we have done today is we looked up some Weezer fan fiction.
We being Noah.
Yes. Okay. Well, you don't have to call me out like that.
He actively searched for this.
So this is now in my search history, Weezer fan fiction, but that is okay. And I had to sift through a few. I had to do it. I wanted to, but we're going to read you a little bit of story, of this Weezer Wednesday fan fiction. We're going to start off.
It's Green, Mikey Welsh, ex-reader.
Yes. So this is chapter one, A New Beginnings.
They said New Beginnings.
Oh, yeah. So they spelled it wrong, but that's okay.
New
Beggings. So this is fan fiction. So if you'll say the parts that are like the main character, Christian.
Okay,
Rivers stated. That is Rivers Cuomo, lead singer of Weezer, shutting his laptop for the last time. We got him. You knew immediately that he was talking about the new bassist. It had been seemingly on and off for a few days, but you guessed Riv convinced him.
So is he moving in with us?
You asked quickly. That was the only real thing you cared about at that moment. Oh yeah, his apartment is kicking him out for some reason, so I said he could live here, because, you know, he's going to be in the band and all.
Yeah, he's taking Matt's old room.
You continued. Yeah, if that's all right, he can also take the other room.
No, we can take Matt's. I'm tired of it being empty.
You sighed. Rivers nodded. Yeah, it'll be nice to get someone in there again. I still don't understand why Christian couldn't have just been our bassist. They're just as good as Matt or anyone else, really, Brian muttered, messing with his cup. You sighed, laughing silently.
You know why it would be weird for me?
You chuckled. He had a point. They could have easily just made you the new bassist. You had been playing since you were 12, and they all thought you were incredible at it. But, in all honesty, even if you really wanted to, you couldn't drag yourself to do it. It felt too weird. Even though you had written songs with them before, it just didn't feel right. Yeah, but still, you would fit great, Brian exclaimed, throwing his hands out in front of him.
No, Brian, I'm not doing it. I don't wanna. And either way, we need another person in this house again.
You stated, leaning against the couch. We could find someone else to move in.
Brian, dude, no one's going to want to live with us. And either way, we finally got whoever Rivers picked for this. Just leave it. If this doesn't work out, then fine. I'll consider.
It was the truth, really. You guys had always struggled with finding other people to hang out with in high school. And nonetheless, finding someone to live with you would be horrible. You could also just move houses, find somewhere smaller, but none of you wanted to go through that. Brian sighed, seemingly giving up his attempts. Fine, fine, you win, he muttered, slumping down. You laughed lightly.
Jesus Christ, man, lighten up. This will be fine, and either way, I'm sure you'll enjoy the new company.
You chuckled, standing up and walking over to your room.
Oh, Rivers, also.
You started, turning to him quickly.
When's the new bassist moving in?
You asked. A couple of days, I think. I'll let you know when I'm going to get him, he replied, turning over to his computer again.
Cool, sounds good.
You hummed, going into your room. This was going to be okay. It would be good for you, having someone new in the house. You didn't know what to expect, and as nervous as you were also pretty excited. So that is some Weezer fan fiction for you. I know that you were looking at that. Probably all of you have already read that before. This is just a repeat. I know that's how it is for me. So this is 90.7 The Capstone, Weezer Wednesday. So we're going to go ahead and play you a Weezer song. Here's one more hit from Van Weezer.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning. Wanted to go ahead and hit a correction from last week. Last week, after Christian had left, I said that I was watching that new zombie show, This Is Us. I meant to say The Last of Us.
Yeah, This Is Us. It's another show on NBC. It's definitely not a zombie show.
Yes, I think This Is Us is... what is This Is Us about?
It's a really interesting drama. I forget. My mom used to love it, though.
Let me look it up. It says it's a romance. It says Jack and his wife have just moved into their new home in Pittsburgh and other stuff.
There's some romance on The Last of Us, but...
American family drama television series. So I was not watching the zombie movie This Is Us. That would be very interesting. I was watching the zombie movie The Last of Us. I saw a meme the other day. I sound like a freaking millennial out here. I saw a meme the other day. that was The Last of Sus, and it was Among Us characters. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate a good Among Us meme. Here we are. You got me talking about memes again. But speaking of memes, we got to last week. We said we got you some new weather music. We forgot to play it whenever we did our weather.
Our bad, folks.
So let me pull it up real quick. So you can hear, because Christian hasn't heard the new weather music, have you, Christian?
No, this is the world premiere weather music.
So I did a little bit of it last time, but like this is it with like the both of us. So here is. Weather music. Yeah. Yeah. Weather. It's time for the weather. It's time for the weather. It's time for the weather. Whether the weather is hot, whether the weather is not, whether the weather is good, whether the weather is not. It's a little rainy here on the morning show. Precipitation is going to be in the highs, and so is the temperature, and the wind is going to be blowing you all the way downtown. Woo! Weather. Yeah. So that is some of the morning show. So kind of like we picked out some of the best music you could ever hope for the weather. So we'll have to do. I mean, it's gonna make me want to do weather just like all the time.
No, we're cutting every other segment.
Cutting every segment. In fact,
weather.
Yeah. In fact. All right. We're back on it with the weather. And there's a tornado coming. But this tornado is not just a normal tornado. It's not a Sharknado. Don't worry. This is in fact a Frognado. There's frogs flinging all around. I think there's ice cream pies in there as well. So if you're feeling a little hungry, get ready for the weather. All right. This is it looks like coming over the mountain. There's two suns now. This is the weather. So it might be feeling a little hot. Yeah. So.
Weather.
Okay, that's enough of that. So this is 90.7 The Capstone. we will recollect. So 90.7 The Capstone. We love the weather, but we also love literature.
We do, yes.
Christian, give us. So I know Lit Review, Christian's Lit Reviews. I know you've been reading Wuthering Heights.
Yes,
is it Wuthering Heights or Withering Heights?
Wuthering.
And so I know you're not done with it yet, but like, so we can't give it a moon rating yet, but just sort of tell us a little bit about your impressions so far.
Okay, so I'm going to try. I'm going to th- think about doing this without spoilers. So she's a slow burner at the start. You know, it starts off kind of slow, but then after, like, I think chapter 4 or 5, it really starts heating up and getting a lot better. It's really interesting so far. There's a lot of good character building.
What's the setting?
I really like it. So it's in, like, Napoleonic War era England.
Okay. So, and what's the main conflict?
You just have this character. He moves into Wuthering Heights, or he moves into the Grange next to Wuthering Heights, and it's owned by this really curmudgeonly, just angry, bitter man named Heathcliff,
mm-hmm.
and most everybody's just vile. And he starts hearing the backstory of Heathcliff.
Okay, so you'll have to keep it.
And why Heathcliff is the way he is.
So whenever you finish it, you have to let us know, and you'll hear our moon rating here on WVUA. We're going to take a quick break and come back in a minute and talk to Benton Davis about APO show going
and
on this weekend.
And other things we got.
And other things we're excited about. But before we leave, we want to hit you with some new music. Tell us about this new music that we're about to hear.
So this song, it's by Marbles. It's called One of a Kind. It's a really good synth pop tune. It was a banger shower tune too, I gotta say. It's just a fun little synth pop tune. I love some good synth pop. I think I can get down to some.
Yeah, and tell us again the name of the track.
It's One of a Kind by Marbles.
All right, hang on. Let me pull it up here real quick. Uh-oh, okay, wait. Hang on, just a
second. The weather breaks in. The weather. We got a hurricane out of tuna.
All right, that's enough of that. Oh, goodness. Here's One of a Kind by Marbles right here on 90% The Capstone. New music, shout out to Austin, the music team.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Daywave with Loner right here on The Morning Show. This is 90.7 The Capstone. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. We've got a guest in the studio.
Woo!
Benton Davis from, would you say you're, what's your major, Benton?
My name is Benton. I am a fifth year senior here at Woo! The University
Super
of
senior.
Alabama. And I am triple majoring in theater, creative media, and studio art.
Nice. So, and today we are focusing on your theater involvement, particularly in the student theater organization here, APO, Alpha Psi Game. Omega.
Yes.
Gamma Cast, baby.
Let's
Gamma
go. With which you are doing a show with them,
yes.
Which we'll talk about in just a moment. But first, tell us a little bit more about you. Benton, what's your background? What are your mornings usually like?
My mornings are usually, especially Wednesday mornings, not 9 o'clock. So I'm pulling myself out of sleep a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time I'm either in a theater producing something or working on something or in one of the art studios. I spend a lot of time in Woods Quad or the Bureau of Mines, if you have any idea where that is. Working on sculpture, which is my main concentration for studio art, or Reese Pfeiffer, mainly in classes in Reese Pfeiffer this semester.
Do you have any dreams of having, like, a sculpture of yours being somewhere here on campus someday?
Oh, I would love to. I will go on for hours about the fact that none of the sculptures in the sculpture garden in Woods Quad have plaques, and it makes me very upset.
Wow.
They don't have, like, any kind of accreditation or anything that, like, tells you what it is or who it is. You can go onto the art college website, and it's, like, buried all the information about the sculptures in the sculpture garden. It's like, no, I want plaques and credit for all of the artists who have sculptures.
Yeah, for real. Like, are any of them UA students, UA graduates?
All of them
all
are either professors or UA graduate.
Okay.
Or UA students.
Well, yeah, though. Come on, let's plug our work, because I'm sure a lot of people are just like, this is just some random thing or whatever.
Yeah, like,
but,
who made the robot? We need to know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, so it's somewhere buried on that website.
Yeah,
made
somewhere
the robot,
on the art college website, College of Fine
Well,
Art.
It needs to be known, because that's some good work. But speaking of good work, you've written a show.
Yes.
You've written a show, the APO show, so all written and directed by you as well.
Yes.
And that is going to be happening this weekend. What's the name of the show?
So the show is called Blood from a Stone, which comes from the phrase, you can't take blood from a stone. Which is kind of reflective of what the show itself is about. It's the story of three estranged siblings who come back together for the very first time after the death of their emotionally abusive and manipulative mother. So you can't take blood from a stone, being you can't get love from someone who's not willing to give it. And it really kind of plays with that idea of familial bonds in an environment where the family isn't exactly like functional or happy.
Yeah. So what's it been like directing the show? How many people are in the cast?
It's a 4-person cast. Okay. So it's the three siblings and then the husband of one of the siblings make up the entirety of the cast, which has been very nice. Really being able to get to do a lot of detail work with these actors, who are all actors I've worked with before, being members of APO or just members of the theater department. And so we've really gotten, especially because it's not a terribly long show, it's a one act, so it's about 50, 45 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we've gotten to hone in on like really, really specific moments and just make it as specific and as visceral as we can.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And so when and where can people see it?
We'll be running this weekend. We have two shows. We have one Saturday night at 7 p.m. and then one Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Both performances will be in the Alan Bales Theater, which is in Rowan Johnson Hall. So if you're coming from the Ferg past B.B. Comer, there's a little awning that says Alan Bales, and it's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then is this free to the public, or do we need to buy tickets, or what's the deal with that?
It's $5, and all proceeds go to Five Horizons,
yes,
Alpha Psi Omega's philanthropy, and also this is kind of the climactic event of Philly Week, so you can go to Blends today and mention you're with APO, or Monday, go to Strange Brew, mention you're from APO, and also some of the proceeds you purchase will also go to Five Horizons.
Yeah, so
make sure to come out, support Five Horizons, see the show. It's a wonderful show.
And we'll talk about one way that you can get involved with Benton for this Philly Week, Philanthropy Week, if I can say that word, whenever we come back. And we'll also be celebrating the day real quick with Benton. So don't go away. We'll be right back with some more surprises. Here is Dream Ivory with Would It Kill You At All?
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Capstone, the morning show.
It's the morning show. We're having a good morning. We have a Benton in the studio.
Hello.
We're talking about APO show this weekend, Blood from a Stone, written and directed by Benton Davis. So you can go see it on, it's going to be on Saturday at 7?
Yes, Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Alan Bales Theater.
And you can get tickets?
Tickets are $5 in support of Five Horizons Health Services. They can be bought at the door, or you can cash app UAAPO. That's $UAAPO with your name, what day you want to see it, and Blood from a Stone ticket.
Awesome. So name, name of show, and what day you want to see it.
Yes.
And we'll have all that information on our events calendar by the end of the show. So stay tuned for that. We just celebrated the day with Benton. It's National Scout Day. Benton, you were a scout at one point, I hear.
But
quit it to do theater.
To do theater. Yes.
So hopefully that's working out all right for us. It was also National Kite Flying Day. So we made some kites and went and flew them. So we all colored our own kites. Benton, what was your reaction to this kite flying? The weather out there for that.
It's definitely not the best National Kite Flying Day that I've experienced in my life.
I feel like we've had
very nice, fair, windy weather for the past like 3 days, and then today it was just dreary again.
Yeah.
I walked out of rehearsal last night and it was drizzling, and I was like,
it was. Yeah, I had to pull out the umbrella.
Oh, we're going again. We're going back into it.
Yeah, so it is interesting. But I mean, if we're going to talk about the kite flying weather, we got to play our weather music. It's weather. Talking about kite flying weather right here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's a little rainy. It's a little dreary. I think there are not cats and dogs falling from the sky. Bears and frogs. What? Get out of here. Go home and grab your rain jacket, and go ahead and grab your brain jacket too, because you got to protect your head.
So true.
Okay, yeah, that's enough.
They're terrible.
But Benton, so we can come see your show this weekend, but also on Friday we can come see you and do something a little different, if is what I understand.
Yes.
As part of raising money for Five Horizons, APO, the theater club, is allowing you to, what is it that we can do?
So we are hosting an event that we call Alpha Pi Omega.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the Greek letter pi, that is in fact the food.
Yes.
So I believe we'll be in the Ferg Plaza again this year. You can stop by, pay $5, and pie one of our board members in the face. So it's a very fun time. I did it last year as a board member as well, and it's just so much fun getting hit in the face with pie over and over again, and it supports a great cause. I feel like last year we raised something like $400 or $450 for
Nice.
Five Horizons just with Alpha Pi Omega because it was that popular.
Yes.
And now, theoretically, if one wanted to and wanted to blow their entire savings on this, they could pie as many people as they want to.
Oh, yeah. There's no limit.
Pie one person
as many times as you wanted to.
So if you want to really just
go
to
in
town on Benton, you know, bring a lot of cash.
It was a great source of photographs. Every photograph that we got from it looks like a Renaissance painting of just that moment of crisis of the pie just flying towards somebody's face.
That's amazing. Well, so go Pie Benton. Go see Benton's show. Maybe do both, Pie Benton, and then support the show. So that, we're going to have all the details on the events calendar at on our website, wvuafm.ua.edu. So stay tuned for that. Benton, thanks again for joining us in the studio. All right. We're going to leave you with some great music. Wait, no. That's the weather music. We'll play this is Middle Kid's Mistake right here on 907 The Castle.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Garrett here on 90.7 The Capstone, The Morning Show. Tell us a little bit about, we got some sports stuff coming up.
Just a couple. Obviously, tomorrow, if I'm correct, the NBA trade deadline. We obviously have a lot of coverage with the NBA because of our full court press. You know him, you love him from our Apple Podcasts, see him on mm-hmm. Spotify. But guess what?
What's that?
They're going to be in the studio on air on 90.7 Capstone. The inaugural first ever live show we're doing about the NBA trade deadline. Super stoked about that. They're awesome. Bunch of just wicked smart kids. All from, you know, it's great. What I love about their podcast so much is that they're not from one area. They're not all from Birmingham, Atlanta, Nashville. We have two of them from California, one's from Boston. So it's a really cool diversity of just opinion and thought, and it's just – that's such an exciting show, and I'm so excited to have y'all hear what they have to say because there's a lot going on. Obviously, trade deadline. Kyrie Irving just got traded. LeBron James last night historically broke the 40-year scoring title, so that is something that we all witnessed last night. So that just so much going on in the NBA, so I'm so excited to get them on air finally.
Yeah. So Nick, Alex, and Jamie from Full Court Press podcast, you can see it on our podcast website, voices.ua.edu, but they're going to be doing a live show tomorrow at 5:30 to 7:00. Sort of breaking down all the last-minute stuff and everything from the trade deadline, so definitely stay tuned for that. Tune into that. And, of course, we are going to record it, and it will be up on Voices by the next day. So Full Court Press live show is going to be tomorrow, 5:30. And then also, I know, isn't there like a big football game coming up too?
There supposedly is a big game between the Eagles versus the Chiefs. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of them. They're kind of from smaller markets, that being Philadelphia mm-hmm. and Kansas City. But yes, we have the big game is coming up, the one that we all look forward to every day, every year. We all look forward to this. We look forward to the halftime show, the commercials. But obviously, what's going to happen on the field? We have a live show where the first, I think this is, I believe from talking to our station manager, Terry, I believe this is the first ever big game live show we're ever going to have.
Uh-huh.
So we're really stoked to be able to have a live show from 5:30 to whenever the game is, whether that's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Hopefully it's 9 o'clock and we don't have someone on air for 5 hours straight, but we will do it if we must. We'll talk about the commercials, the games, just kind of the season, the players, everything that you can imagine will be discussed. We'll have our Sunday night crew on that, Nicholas Pursley, Adam Hamright, and then also Joel Schatz. Once again, follow them all on social media. They'll be promoting the heck out of it. They all do such a great job for our station. I'm so thrilled to have them doing this live show for us. I believe first inaugural big game live show like this, I believe.
Yeah, so that should be pretty fun. Tune in for the Sunday night football game right here. We're going to be starting about 5:15, 5:30, so be sure to tune in and stay up to date on everything that's going on. If you're watching it by yourself, listen with us.
Absolutely. Bring some nice company.
Yeah, so we'll be having some fun, and we definitely want you to join in. So we got a couple live shows going on this next week. We also, can we talk about a little bit about this new podcast coming up?
We can, yes. So we haven't really necessarily formally announced it yet, but the Crimson Standard will be a podcast that I'm starting. It's a in-depth look at the past, present, and future of Alabama athletics. So that's such a broad thing to say, but it's everything from former athlete interviews to kind of talking about college athletics today, talking about what the future looks like. So we have a lot of cool stuff lined up. Already have the first one recorded, and it should be finished editing by the end of the day today. Hopefully we have it uploaded by Friday at the latest. Then I also have an interview tonight that I'm so excited to do and just share about this player's story and through a lot of stuff. So yeah, yes. We'll formally announce what they're about when they're fully set and done. But yeah, a lot of cool things coming up.
New WVUA sports podcast coming down. Should be up by the end of the week. The Crimson Standard. That's the name of that one. So shout out to Garrett, sports director, and the sports team for putting all that stuff together. And we'll definitely whenever it's up, we're gonna post about it. So be sure to follow us at WVUA FM on Instagram for all the updates on those types of things. Garrett, thanks for joining us here in the studio to keep us updated on some sports stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Noah.
All right. We're going to play some music. You talked about past, present, and future of Alabama sports. Now here's Past and Present by Feist.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show. Hey, this is Noah from 90.7 The Capstone. Just got about 15 minutes left in the morning show, but we still got some fun stuff going on. Here I got some, if you're just waking up, I've got some 10 simple habits that you can add into your morning routine. Why don't you, I'm not going to go through all 10, because, I'm not giving away those type of secrets. But here's a few. Maybe start off with a glass of water. You're like, I should drink a glass of water before I go to bed. No, drink it when you make up, whenever you wake up. And then maybe start with a little movement. Maybe do a little stretching. Your body's just been laying down the whole time and being in a static mode. And let's get a little limber before we get going to start our day. Make sure big thing of all time is to make sure that you're getting sleep. If you're the type of person that's like, oh, I'm just gonna like stay up late and like I'm gonna get a bunch of work done and then like I'm gonna get maybe like a minute or two of sleep and then I'm just gonna keep going and like I'm gonna go around and see people, get lunch with people, maybe just like drink some Starbucks and keep on going and then I won't even take a nap, I'll just go to bed early. I'm like, I don't know, man. I think maybe you should be getting some sleep instead, because sleep is what is like a big part of a healthy living. So make sure you're getting that sleep. That's all I can say. If you haven't gotten enough sleep and you're hearing me right now, go back to bed. Come on, man. Go back to bed. We'll be right back in a minute for more new music. Here is Transistor with Silver Lining.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Capstone. This is the morning show here on WVUA. We're almost out of minutes, which makes me want to cry. But whenever you feel like crying, just go cut some onions, because then you'll actually end up crying. And sort of stems it off, you know, makes it be like, I'm just cutting some onions, that's why. Had a great show today. Had Garrett come talk to us about all the sports stuff coming up. Had Benson Davis talk about the play that they got going on this weekend. We got that on our events calendar. Go check it out. We're going to post some good pictures from our kite flying and everything up on our scout pictures from me and Christian when we were younger up on our Instagram at WVUAFM. So be sure to go check that out. And let me think, what else is there to plug? Oh, want to plug this new music. Leave you some new music. We got Ibex Clone, Black Hole Blues, right here on 90.7 The Capstone. A shout out to the music team, Alice and the music team, for getting us new music every week, just for you. So I'm going to play this for you. I'm going to play it out, and I hope you have a good morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.